Welcome to the Shropshire Star Sunday Supplement. I'm Andy Richardson. There's plenty to look forward to in next week's Shropshire Star, and I'm here with Assistant Editor Carl Jones. So, Carl, what supplements can we look forward to over the next week?
Well, you know we're talking about credit crunch all the time, Andy, at the moment. Well, how do you fancy winning £20,000 to start up your own business?
Wow.
That's one of the great offers we've got in our business supplement tomorrow, which includes a four-page special which is all about entrepreneurs, and this £20,000 competition is the centrepiece of that. So not just for high-flying business people, for somebody maybe that's got a great idea and just needs some money to get things off the ground. On Tuesday, still on the subject of money, we've got our How to Save Money supplement. Now, we did one of these four or five weeks ago, and it was hugely popular, hugely successful. The readers have been saying, well, can we please do another one? So we're linking up with some of our advertisers who are offering some great special offers in it, and that's on Tuesday. Wednesday, we've got our usual homes and property supplement offering. And then on Thursday, we've got a double supplement combination, which is our Job Star. And then the third week of our prospectus supplement, which is offering some more careers advice. Obviously, we've had A-levels, we've had GCSEs, and people are starting to look at what they need to do in the future. Friday's motoring supplement. Our motoring editor, Sharon Walters, has been test driving the new Dodge Journey people carrier. So we've got her verdict on that. And then on Saturday's our usual weekend mix of pub reviews, restaurant reviews, books, holidays and TV listings.
Lots to look forward to. One of the interesting stories from Telford Magistrates this week was about a couple from Stotterston, which is between Bridge North and South Shropshire, and they went to court over a grievance on a neighbour's hedges, Leylandii trees, which they said were too high. I'm joined by Lisa Rowley, Deputy Chief Reporter of the Shropshire Star. So, Lisa, who was involved and what actually happened?
Geoffrey and Lynn Gray of Stotterston had been brought before court by Bridge North District Council after they failed to obey a notice which ordered them to take action over the Leylandii and Golden Leylandii hedges at their home in Lower Bardley. The issue had really begun about 6 years ago when their neighbours, Marion and Robert Hill, had asked them to cut down the hedges, which had grown quite high, and left their garden in shadows.
So they were basically living, their back garden was in shadow all the time because of the...
It was mainly in the afternoon from about 4 o'clock when, because of the way the sun, the direction of the sun, it left their garden in shadows, meant that sometimes they had barbecues in their coats.
So they went to court and the court decided that the trees are too high, and what's going to happen now?
Well, what's happened is that they admitted that they did fail to take action that was required by these notices to cut down the hedges to a particular height by a certain time, and they're actually... ordered to pay fines and costs of and a victim surcharge of £765 each.
And so the couple in Stotterston now, they can look forward to having barbecues in the sunshine later on in the day.
Well, hopefully the district council's now given them some time to cut down the hedges. Now, if they don't, there is a possibility that the district council will carry out the work itself and then charge the couple.
Great.
But obviously, hopefully, it will be resolved soon.
One of the news stories to look out for next week is in Shrewsbury, where a by-election is planned to elect a new councillor to the Shrewsbury and Atcham Borough Council. I'm joined by John Kirk, the Deputy Chief Reporter of the Shropshire Star in Shrewsbury. So, John, there's a by-election planned next week. When's it taking place and why is it being held?
It's going to take place on August the 28th, and it's been called because following the death of a councillor, Brian Rees, he died earlier this year. At least two people need to call a by-election. That's now happened and it will take place.
OK, and Brian Rees, was he a long-serving councillor, a short-serving? How long had he been?
He'd been on the council for several years, and that's in the Pym Hill ward of Shrewsbury, which covers the Bowmer Heath area. Now we've got several people that will be standing for the election. Polling stations will be open from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. on the day, and they're expecting to announce who has actually won out by midnight that day.
Great. And so presumably you'll have a team of reporters and photographers there to get reports and analysis and results from the night.
We'll be covering the evening, and we'll be getting the result in the following day and reaction to who's elected onto the council.
We'll look forward to it. There's lots more to look forward to over the next 7 days in the Shropshire Star. Tomorrow, on Bank Holiday Monday, the Shrewsbury Folk Festival ends, bringing the curtain down on 4 days of music and fun on the Westmid Showground. In South Shropshire, the Dinham Fun Day and Duck Race takes place, and that's in Ludlow, where people will be splashing about on the River Teme. out in Mid Wales, in Llanwrtyd Wells, the World Bog Snorkeling Championships are taking place, and there people will be getting wet and muddy in snorkels and flippers. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday of next week, the Llangollen Balloon Festival takes place, and that's the 12th annual event. There'll be fireworks and a mass ascent at 6 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. You can read all about this and much more in the Shropshire Star.